First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Sarah Galley wonders about wills in the Monterey Bay area.
Gray. Killer. Humpback. Orca. Don't you just love the multitude of whale species in our waters? Perhaps even enough to join the droves of people risking seasickness and water splashes to catch a glimpse. After all, one of the largest protected ocean areas in the world is named for us, Monterey Bay Marine Sanctuary. Then why is it that there are still cruise ships in our waters? These giant boats can leak waste-filled gray water into our ocean. But it's another kind of pollution that's harming our marine mammal friends. Noise. The incredibly loud ships can permanently damage the eardrums of whale species, leaving them disabled for life, and can interfere with their communication, separating whale calves from their mothers. In Monterey Bay in particular, these effects have been and would only continue to be devastating, as there are no plug-in sites for cruise ships. So for days on end, these ships are creating a constant drone of noise and a constant threat for whales. Some of these species are endangered, and in their already compromised position, do not need these added threats at the price of tourism profit. It seems shocking that an area claiming to protect its waters is still letting this go on, but alas, there have yet to be repercussions for these vessels. It's time that we band together to oppose cruise ships and ban them from Monterey Bay. Your stance against cruise ships is a stance for whales.
Sarah Galley is a student in Rachel Goodman's Cabrillo College class. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.